We'll talk Christian history and COVID concerns today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The latest Hagia Sophia developments in Turkey start us off, and stick around to learn why seminaries in China might be empty this fall. Our program begins today in Turkey, where the Hagia Sophia has opened as a mosque, and Christian icons in the ancient church will be covered up during times of prayer. Many Christians are saddened by the conversion, but Rex Rogers of Sat7 says it doesn't alter the site's rich religious and architectural heritage.
So it still stands, and we're grateful for that, glad for it, and trust that the Turkish people will value it, and whatever usage they put to it, its history is still there.
Christianity itself has a long history in Turkey, says Rogers.
If you think about the seven churches that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, Ephesus among them, Smyrna, for example, Laodicea, those were all in what we now call Turkey.
Christian heritage in Turkey extends far beyond biblical times. Rogers says many persecuted Christians fled to the region of Cappadocia in modern-day Turkey, where they carved churches into rock formations. And these incredible caves can still be visited today. Sat7 aims to tell these stories about Turkey's Christian history.
Our audience and the people we're trying to reach are mostly not Christians, not believers. So our point is to present the positive claims of Christ and Christianity.
Pray that many people in Turkey would hear these stories and be drawn to Christ as a result. Meanwhile, an ancient Chinese proverb reads, "When the winds of change blow, some people build walls, others build windmills." It's a quote used to inspire innovation, something a crew leader says is vital to navigating COVID-19 restrictions.
People don't innovate until they really are forced to innovate. Sometimes just one constraint will unlock so many ideas of innovation.
That's Ken Cockrum, VP of Global Digital Strategies, who recently spoke with podcast hosts from the Jesus Film Project. They discussed the changing shape of online ministry and outreach. Travel restrictions mean Ken and his global team can't meet in person like they normally would, but
that single constraint has unleashed so much creative energy and ideas, new fruitfulness. We're learning how to connect in the same way we do real life, face-to-face, in a conversation in a coffee shop. We're doing that better digitally, which really encourages me because it's actually meeting the needs of the people that we're trying to serve.
So praise God for equipping his people to share the gospel in new ways.
There is a country in the Middle East, it's among several, that are extremely high risk. 9,000 people from that country subscribe to a YouTube channel for Arabic church, and now the number is over 30,000. People are hungry for the gospel, they're thirsty for information, and they are finding ways to get it.
And while most of the world is still in the trenches with COVID-19, some regions are beginning to move back into normalcy. Many parts of China, for example, are reducing lockdown guidelines and stepping back into regular life. But according to Eric Berkland of China Partner, normalcy may not be the right word to use.
Because of this COVID-19 and also some of the heightened restrictions, you know, you've heard about crosses that have been removed from many churches, parents of kids who are teenagers or who are their young 20s who would like to go to seminary or Bible school to be equipped as pastors are discouraging their kids to go to seminary or to Bible school because of the current climate.
Fewer students means underfunded staff and schools, and that's especially problematic coming out of a lockdown that saw closed churches and lowered incomes for families.
They're far behind in their budget. So we need to pray that God will sustain them, that he will provide, and I know he will.
Pray that these Chinese churches and seminaries would find new stability on the other end of this crisis. So ask God what part he wants you to play in helping equip young leaders to empower the church in China. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Now, no one could have predicted how volatile 2020 has been, so your continued support of MNN enables us to keep bringing you the stories of the heroes of the faith and to be the voices for the voiceless. Would you consider giving today? Look for the Support MNN tab at our website for ways to help keep us on the air. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.